This is the Dua Lipa Takeover on Student Radio.
You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
Hi, Dua.
Hey, how are you, Lisa?
I'm good, thanks. Welcome to Student Radio.
Thank you so much. This is exciting. I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah, I can't wait to co-present. So what Dua's going to do is she's going to pick a few tracks so we can get to know her a little better. Right, from the start, we're going to rewind way back to the beginning, to the days of Little Lipa, with the song that represents what you heard around the house growing up. So what kind of artists were you exposed to as a kid?
Well, my father was a musician, and around the house, or even driving to school, I feel like my dad listened to a lot of like Bowie and Dylan and Radiohead and Sting and Stereophonics, and it was just kind of like a big mashup of loads of different things. And a song that I remember really vividly driving to school and singing with my dad is a song called Mr. Writer by the Stereophonics.
And that is your memory from it, is belting it out with your dad?
Yeah.
My jam used to be like I Believe in a Thing Called Love, so I totally vibe with you on that.
Oh, I love that. That's so cool. Yeah, I mean, it's just like this, you know, the second I thought about the first song that came into my mind, it's definitely got to be that one.
So would you like to introduce that track for me, please?
I would love to. Well, this is a song that represents what I heard around the house or driving to school while I was growing up, and this is called Mr. Writer by the Stereophonics.
Tell it like it is.
That was Dua Lipa's first choice there from the 2001 album, Just Enough to Perform. We're gonna stay with your earlier years on this one, and we're gonna start kind of going into your influences. Whose work sparked off that ambition to become a singer?
Well, alongside my dad, and like I said, growing up in a musical household, the first albums that I got given were Nelly Furtado album, Whoa Nelly, and also the Pink Misunderstood album. And those albums kind of changed my life. And I feel like I listen to those albums even now, because, you know, when I hear those albums, I feel like I can go back to them all the time for like inspiration, or, you know, I just feel like this crazy connection to them, maybe because I've been listening to them for such a long time. But I really admire their you know, their work. And yeah.
What were your childhood jams growing up? Like, what songs did you belt into the hairdryer? The hairbrush? Because mine used to be Just Like a Pill from that album. What a tune.
Oh, my God. Well, Get the Party Started by Pink was definitely one that I would sing along to. And I would try and, like, copy all the dance moves. And,
oh, my God.
Yeah, she, you know, I think she's so cool and amazing. So it's exciting.
She doesn't sugarcoat a single thing. I think that's something I really admire about her anyway. Like, she's like fiery, but she's also vulnerable.
Yeah, I mean, I admire their honesty and their truthfulness. I mean, both the artists, I feel like they made pop music, but it was very honest. So, you know, that's something that I've always, like, really resonated with, and I've wanted to kind of put that into my own music.
Have you channeled it into your debut album?
I feel like in general, just inspiration from them comes quite a bit throughout my work, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen her live, Dua?
I haven't. I know, I'm so upset. I've watched so many YouTube videos, like, so many. It's
such
insane.
A thing, like, you put it on the bucket list, girl. Like, it needs to happen.
I know, I need to see her getting up and doing, like, acrobatics or something.
If you could see any three artists in concert, who would you see?
God. Well, dead or alive.
Oh, girl, either?
Well, I wish I saw Michael Jackson perform live. I feel like that's something that I'm quite upset about. Again, Amy as well. Mm-hmm. I wish I saw her perform live. I think she's incredible, or was incredible. And I would love to see Pink perform live. She really does put on a show, and she does put a lot of effort into her performances. So, yeah, that's definitely one I would love to go to.
Would you like to introduce this track for me?
I would absolutely love that. This is a song that inspired me when I first started singing and writing music, and this is Get the Party Started by Pink.
enjoying this. I totally understand. I was devastated when Michael Jackson died. Like, I was devastated, but I felt like I couldn't even give out about it because it was a tragic thing.
Yeah, and I don't know. I feel like if I'd had the chance to see him live, it would have been, you know, it's like one of those things that's like a life goal to kind of see someone so amazing and such a legend and a genius. So, yeah.
We're going to talk about the first album that you were ever given. My first album actually was a Michael Jackson album. It was his greatest hits. And one of yours was Whoa Nelly by Nelly Furtado. So who do we have to thank for giving that to you?
My parents.
Your parents have got style.
Yeah, I mean, I think when... The funny thing about this is I speak to so many people about this album and they all go, oh, I love the singles. But I was so young that I listened to the album before I even knew the singles. I don't even think I know the videos that come with the songs because I've just been so attached to the CD that I just played it over and over again. And I'm guessing maybe my parents had it on the radio and thought it might be something that I would like to listen to. And from that point on, I've been obsessed with it. And I still have the same CD that I got given in 2001, maybe? 2000? I think that's when the album came out. 2001.
Yeah. I'm Like a Bird is actually one of my shower jams. I'm not going to lie.
It's so good. So good. It's like, how could you not sing that while you're having a shower?
Oh, absolutely. Nelly has embraced so many different genres through her career. And you said that you use hip-hop influences. So when you're in writing mode, do you write with a hip-hop rhythm in mind? Or is that inserted afterwards in production?
The hip-hop really comes more lyically. I love how rappers have been able to really tell a story and you feel like you really know them and you feel like you just really become a part of their world when you hear their songs. And for me, because everything's so autobiographical, I'd like to keep like the flowiness and the honesty and the rawness of, you know, like that hip hop artists have, but in my verses. And then obviously my first love has always been pop, so to have that in the choruses. So it doesn't necessarily mean I worked like a hip hop beat. You know, when I first wrote Hotter Than Hell, it was just piano and a kick drum, and I kind of let production come later. I just really try and focus on the bones of a song initially.
It's something that you do well. Would you like to introduce this song?
So a song that I love from the very first album I got given is a song called Baby Girl by Nelly Furtado on Nelly Furtado's first album, Whoa Nelly. Come here. I seen a man cry, I seen a man by his side, I seen him say to me that he is only mine, that he gotta do what is best for him, never let me in, not even put it in. Tell me I'm the one, under his moon and sun, that I am the thing that revolves around him, but while on top of him, I know what's best for him, I show him how to win, and let me in. We're all sorry now, I didn't mean to wow, but you got like that, it's just a little bad. Still I want you to know, but I love you so, it's mostly me dreaming, I'm forcing to believe it, that you're an idea.
Ching ching,
better now. Checking up the look, check to see the look. But it's just because I want a cheap way to get inside your head, and not a cheap way to get inside your bed. Though you're running now with a silly one, it's all over now. This woman just begun. Maybe we'll see you.
There was a lot of Nelly, Nelly, Nelly there.
Look, I'm not even mad. Like, I don't mind. You can never have enough Nelly. So the next track we're going to talk about, we're going to focus on your work now. So what was the journey to your first single, Be The One?
Be The One is the only song on my album that I haven't written. And the first song that I kind of released out there was a song called New Love, which is a song that I wrote in New York, and that had I was just kind of writing for my album and trying to figure out what my genre was, and I feel like that wanting to release New Love was just a kind of an easy introduction of really describing what dark pop was without really releasing all the pop stuff. And it's all just been kind of a whirlwind from that point on, from the BBC sound poll to getting to perform, all over, and to doing festivals, to now me going on my tour in October. It's all just been really, really surreal. And I'm so excited. I've just dropped my latest single, Blow Your Mind. And it's crazy to kind of have this opportunity to kind of go around everywhere and sing and see people sing my songs back to me, and it's nuts.
You sound like you're still kind of taking it all in, but
yeah,
I think anybody who had a trajectory like yours would 100% be still trying to let it sink in.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I still have to pinch myself every day and really, really take in what's actually happening. You know, some of it just still doesn't feel real. It's so crazy to get to do this, because it's something I've wanted to do my whole life.
I see the moon. Oh, when you're looking at the sun. Not a fool. No, you're not fooling anyone. Thinking of it, maybe I was wrong.
before that, you know, once you go on stage, those pre-show jitters just, you know, they melt away and you just float. So what is it about being in front of a live audience that puts you at ease?
Well, I definitely get the crazy adrenaline rush like before I have to go on stage. But the second I'm on stage, it's, I don't know. I feel like I'm in a way meant to be there. And, you know, you have a crazy connection, as exciting as it is, you know, speaking to fans online. It's like when you meet them in real life and when you go out and you perform to a live audience, there's no feeling quite like it. You know, the energy, the it's just so fun. It's just so fun. It's really tough to describe because it's just so special, and it's sometimes hard to put into words how I feel being on stage, but it's really, really great.
And what is a song that you listen to on tour?
Well, recently, I'm a big Chance the Rapper fan. And one of the first ever covers that I put up on SoundCloud was Cocoa Butter Kisses by Chance the Rapper. And I followed his, you know, kind of just been a fan of his work since the Acid Rap album came out. So I've recently been listening to a track which is from his latest album, Colouring Book, which is called All We Got.
And we back. 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 And we back, and we back, yeah. Hey, this ain't no intro, this the entree. Hit that intro with Kanye, I sound like Andre. Tryna turn my baby mama to my fiance. She like music, she from Houston, like Auntie Yonce. Man, my daughter couldn't have a better mother. If she ever find another, he better love her. Man, I swear my life is perfect. I can merge it. If I die, I'll probably cry in my own service. It was a dream. You cannot mess with the beam. This is like this many rings. Y'all know what I mean. This for the kids of the king of all kings. This is the homiest thing. This is the beat that played under the word. This is the sheep that ain't like what it heard. This is officially first. This is the third.
This is a...
Talk to the serpent. That's a holistic discernment. Daddy said I'm so determined. Told me these goofies can't hurt me. I just might make me some Earl tea. I was baptized like we're early. I might get Satan and swirly. Wish I could tell you it's ready. Tell you it's ready today. They don't give nothing away. You gotta fight for your way. But that don't take nothing away. Cause at the end of the day,
music is all we got.
Music is all we got.
Music is all we got. So we might as well give it all we got.
We're going to talk now about maybe a dream collaboration that you would love. So what track have you picked for this one?
I mean, I love Frank Ocean so much, and he's definitely one of those artists that has just been so, you know, has been really creative and really hasn't been afraid to be who he is, and that's what makes him special. And mm-hmm. you know, obviously his voice is out of this world, but he's someone I definitely look up to artistically, and someone who's really just, I feel like, has nailed it really well, this whole music thing.
What was the most challenging song for you on your album to finish?
Well, I don't know. That's a tough question. What's been the toughest song for me to finish? I guess I haven't really had a very tough time finishing any songs. Mm-hmm. I guess the album has just been, you know, it comes out in February, and one of the reasons of that being is because I felt like there have been so many songs that spoke a lot about my past, that I wanted to get a tiny bit of current me and what was currently going on in my life into the album. So that's why it's kind of been a bit delayed, but I've had the chance to kind of go back in the studio and just work some more in it.
I think if anyone is a testament to the rightness of delaying an album, it is Frank Ocean. So you need to delay to be artistically honest. Girl, you delay. So Drew has picked White Ferrari for this track.
Bad luck to talk on these rides. Mine on the road, your dilated eyes. Watch the clouds float, white Ferrari. Had a good time.
16, how was I supposed to know?
And you know anything?
I let you out at Central. I didn't care to state the plane. Kept my mouth closed. We're both so familiar. White Ferrari,
stick by me, close by me.
You were fine, you were fine.
As distance slow by, left when I forget to speak. So I text the speeds, lesser speeds, Texas speed, yes. Basic takes its toll on me, eventually, yes. Eventually, yes.
I care for you still, and I will forever. That was my part of the deal. Honest, we got so familiar. Spending each day of the year. White Ferrari.
Oh,
good times.
In this life, in this life, one too many years since.
Places to go.
clearly this is it. All that there is can't take what's been given. But we're so okay here, we're doing fine. Mama and naked, you dream of walls that hold us in prison. It's just a skull, that's what they call it. And we're free to roam.
So we're very much focusing on the present now. What artists are exciting you most this year?
I love Party Next Door. Again, he's an artist that I love, a hip-hop artist, and a track that I've been super obsessed with recently is a song called Not Nice from his latest album.
Time. You and your girlfriend, too bad mind. Bad, bad, bad when you both combine. I don't know why you look so nice. Girl, you're not nice, you're rude. Want me to feel like I'm new. Want me to watch you do you. Don't get you look so nice, but you're not nice, you're rude. Look what you're putting me through. I never do this to you. I need to hold a corner and it's slow winding. One time, yeah. I need to hold a corner and it's slow winding. One time, yeah. Right now we're just taking time. All the things are on your mind. They ain't going bad, bad, bad when I treat you right. I don't care how you look so nice. Girl, you're not nice, you're rude. Want me to feel like I'm new. Want me to watch you do you. Don't get you look so nice, but you're not nice, you're rude. Look what you're putting me through. I never do this to you. I need to hold a corner and it's slow winding. One time, yeah. I need to hold a corner and a slow winding. One time, yeah. I need to hold a corner. I need to hold a corner and a slow winding. One time, yeah. I need to hold a corner and a slow winding. One time, yeah. Cause girl, you're not nice, you're rude. Want me to feel like I'm new. Want me to watch you do you. Don't get you look so nice, you're not nice, you're rude. Look what you're putting me through. I never do this to you.
Now, for this section, we're talking about your upcoming album, which does drop in February 2017. And you've described it as very autobiographical. It's very real. Why should people be looking forward to hearing it?
Well, I feel like this album, when it comes out, people will really get to know another side of me. You know, in between all the pop stuff, there's a lot of honest, truthful storytelling. You know, things that have really happened into my life. And as much as I'd like to think of myself as an open book, there's so many things us as people in general, we're kind of scared to sometimes open up about different things. But I feel like, you know, more songs are to be written And slowly I'll be able to kind of open up more. But a lot, you know, the kind of running theme throughout the album is that we all go through the same things in one way or another, and you know, we're kind of here to help each other out. So if somebody finds something relatable from my music, in a way I feel like I've been able to open a door for them, as they have been able to open a door for me. You know, the opportunity to be able to open up and speak to loads of people helps me a lot.
And we're going to play Dua's latest single now. Would you like to introduce it, Dua?
I would love to. Hey, this is Dua Lipa, and you're listening to my new single, Blow Your Mind. Mwah.
Retrospective now, and you have had the most insane 2016. It's just, I can be watching your trajectory has been, it's just been so great. So what moments have stood out to you as the most surreal?
Well, performing at Glastonbury, doing all the festivals, going to places I've never been to before, just, you know, kind of doing all the things that I've always dreamt of doing. Just even just going out and doing the interviews and the photo shoots and all the stuff that I've constantly been dreaming about when I've like spent so much time in the studio, it's all kind of happening, and I'm all really, really excited about it, and it's just been so crazy. And yeah, I don't know.
So what track have you picked to describe your 2016?
It's got to be Crazy by Gnarls Barkley. I think it fits perfectly.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough.
This is Dua Lipa, and you're listening to my show on the Student Radio Network. Mwah.
Fatal this attraction, yeah, we might just end up crushing, but I'm ready if it happens with you. Meet me out in Cali when I'm far away from family and I need someone to hold on to. You're the only thing I know, and I don't wanna let this go. Close to you I feel like I'm at home. Can't wait till we're alone. We were built to last, we were built like that. Baby, take my hand, dive in this romance. We could burn and crash, we could take a chance. Holding nothing back, like it's our last dance. Like it's our last dance. Like it's our last dance.
My heart wide open, falling in and out of focus. Pressure flowing like a river in my head. Crying you in with me and it's flooding the whole city while my soul's burning like a cigarette.
You're the only thing I know, and I don't wanna let this go. Close to you I feel like I'm at home. Can't wait till we're alone. We were built to last.
Listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.